Okay, this is yet another Midnight Not Fake. This is a story that I originally came up with quite a while ago, and it has recently come back into my brain. Fandom is The Flash. Pairing is Barry Allen, Hartley Rathaway, which is a pairing I've never seen before in actual fic, but I'm sure it exists out there somewhere. So the story is that Hartley, back before the particle accelerator, and when he worked for Dr. Wells, and for a couple of years before all of that stuff happened, he had a podcast. And it was a very science-oriented podcast. It was talking about newest breakthroughs and theories, and since Hartley was clued in or hooked in to the Star Labs crew, it was also a lot of stuff that they were doing and, you know, the cutting edge of science and all of that. Now, Barry Allen, being a science geek, as well as many other things, stumbles upon this podcast when he's researching Star Labs and starts listening to it. He downloads every single episode. He listens to them pretty religiously. Like, whenever a new episode comes out, he listens to it immediately, or like the same day, or definitely within a couple of days. And he sets up a thing on his phone that will download the episode automatically, and then it will add it to, like, his primary playlists. So then, skip forward, particle accelerator goes off, Barry ends up in a coma. One of the things that Caitlin and Sisko do in order to stimulate Barry's brainwaves when he's in a coma is they take all the music on his phone, put it on random, put it by his bedside, and just hit play. And over time, the phone downloads the podcasts, which are still going, even though Hartley has been kicked off the Star Labs team, and plays the podcasts. And it gets to a point where Barry, and in this universe, Barry has some memory of things that happened around him when he was in the coma. He is trapped in his own body in the Speed Force. His mind is going super, super fast, and his body is frozen as everything recalibrates. So in a way, he gets to know Caitlin and Sisko and Dr. Wells long before they get to know him, because he's listening to them day in and day out as they go about their business. Now, it does take, 9 months for him to wake up? So the first couple of weeks, Caitlin is very attentive, and then it becomes clear that he's not going to wake up. His heart's going to do its weird, like, super speed thing, but he seems to be fine. And if he's going to wake up, it's going to be in his own time. Could be tomorrow, could be next year, could be never. So within a couple of weeks, they all start ignoring Barry, which means that less and less things happen by his bedside that he can actually pay attention to, meaning that his phone and the podcasts that are automatically downloaded become a primary connection to the outside world. And I'm going to say Hartley's podcast is one of several podcasts that he has this set up for. So He's maybe got, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Hartley's podcast, and maybe a couple of cryptozoology podcasts. So he's clued into some of the stuff that happens in the news because he has at least one news podcast on there. And the rest of it is just this chaotic jumble. But over the 9 months, some of the podcasts go dead. Some of them just become a background. But Hartley's podcast, not only does it keep updating, it updates more frequently as Hartley becomes more and more obsessed with his vengeance, essentially. And because his vengeance is tied so closely to Star Labs, where Barry knows he is, Barry starts picking up on things that Hartley is mentioning. And things that Dr. Wells is doing, things, the way he treats Cisco and Caitlin, the fact that he will sometimes, late at night, get out of the wheelchair and just go and stand over Barry in a very creepy, I am watching you sleep way. I'm not sure if Thawne actually talks to Barry when he's in his coma. He might, but if he does, it's kind of cryptic. And so while all this is happening, Barry gets to know Hartley's voice, gets to know his problems, because Hartley's podcast at this point has all of like 10 listeners. Everybody else kind of stopped listening when he stopped doing the science thing and started doing the vengeance thing. And Hartley's also started putting out podcasts that are like 4 hours long and just him rambling into a microphone. The kind of thing that most people wouldn't listen to, even in the background, because it's just so out there, but also strangely personal. And Hartley has these theories that he hints about on the podcast, but never quite says outright. It's all tinfoil hat conspiracy theories, and I'm going to talk about the mysterious them, but I can't actually say who because they might be listening. Except the fact that Barry is in Star Labs gives him a lot of the context clues that other people wouldn't have. Like, Hartley refers to a former co-worker who he never got along with, and it's pretty easy to tell that that is Cisco. So eventually, Barry wakes up, and he, all of his memories of being in a coma are jumbled up together. And the fact that he has super speed, he learns that a little bit faster. He clues into it sooner, rather. Like the first time it happens in the coffee shop. He outright panics because the world around him slowed down. And he spent so much of the time in his coma alone with nothing around him, no sign that time was even moving. So he panics a little bit and he goes for his phone and he flips through his music and just hits like, okay, fill the air, put something in my ears. And it's the podcast. And around this time, he learns that Iris has been dating Eddie all this time. And it's like the only anchor that he had this whole time is gone, except the anchor that he's had this whole time hasn't been Iris. She's visited occasionally, but it's been 9 months. She has a life. The anchor that he's had is Hartley's voice. And Barry knows that Hartley used to work at the Star Labs, and he knows all the theories, all the everything. And so he tracks down Hartley. He might do the, like, racing through the city thing, or he might do a more scientific, I'm going to trace your IP address using police resources. Either way, it's not hard for him to find Hartley. And he shows up at this crappy little apartment on the bad side of town, and he, like, bangs on Hartley's door, and he looks desperate. And Hartley, like, opens the door with the chain still on, and he's like, "Who are you? I don't know you." And Barry just spills. "I was in a coma. All your theories are right. I've been listening to your podcast. I want to help. I want to..." All this stuff. And, like, Hartley has to stop him and make him slow down because he starts speeding up. And Hartley picks up on that. And he's like, "How are you doing that with your voice?" And he's like, I didn't even realize I was doing that. I was just talking super fast because apparently I can talk super fast now. And I don't... Okay, I'm stopping now. Yeah, slowing down, right. And so Hartley manages to understand that Barry has been in Star Labs. So he lets him in, and they sit down with, well, I was going to say some coffee, but Barry does not need any coffee right now. So water. And Barry goes through everything that he can remember. And it's still not 100% because his memories from the coma, his mind was still adapting to the speed, and so it processed those experiences slightly differently. And some of it he was processing at super speed and were only in short-term memory, and some of it did manage to get into long-term memory. So the first chunk of it is pretty patchy, but the last few months, they're pretty solid. Now, at this point, Barry isn't actually in love with Hartley, but he does see him as an anchor, as a lifeline, as a someone who can understand. And Hartley, at this point, has been alone for a long time. Having someone show up and validating everything that he's been saying is a big deal. They work out some stuff where maybe Barry goes back to Star Labs and they start testing his speed, but he's secretly passing information back to Hartley, and maybe he plants some microphones. And by the time the episode where Hartley would have attacked Star Labs and all of that rolls around, Hartley has actually gathered enough information to prove that Wells is not who he says he is. This, combined with the evidence he had from back before and the explosion of Star Labs, they start putting together a case to turn in to the DA or the FBI or whoever would be in charge of this case to get Wells put behind bars. And Barry feels sorry for getting Caitlin and Sisko messed up in this, but he's also kind of convinced that neither of them know the truth about Wells, that is. And over the course of all this investigation and putting together their case, there are quite a few late night dinners over, let's order a pizza, let's order Chinese, let's do whatever. And Barry using his super speed to listen to hundreds of hours of audio really quickly, or go through a whole bunch of files really quickly. And Hartley kind of nagging him about it and saying he needs to slow down and saying he needs to take care of himself. And this is, and they're playing the long game here. This isn't something that's going to get solved in one night. And if you miss something because you're going too fast, and one thing leads to another. And one of those nights, they've both had a couple of beers, and maybe they fall asleep on each other. Maybe Barry's been over at Hartley's apartment until 3 a.m. and, well, Hartley's couch isn't very comfortable, so he might as well share the bed. And they just kind of fall together until by the time they have their case ready and are setting the police, there's a big thing where Barry talks to Joe and they get a whole group of people to go and arrest Wells. And by the time that happens, Barry and Hartley have become a couple. They've just kind of grown together. Now, of course, Wells or Thawne or Zoom or whatever name you want to give him, he escapes almost immediately once he realizes that Barry and Hartley and the case against him is just too strong. He uses his speed and vanishes. And so Hartley, of course, has to join the remains of the Star Labs team in order to hunt down Dr. Wells. And Caitlin and Sisko are at first very betrayed, but they come around within a couple of episodes because Barry is still doing all of his Flash stuff and Hartley is actually really good on the comms. He and Barry know each other really well, so they kind of sync up. And so for a couple episodes there, it's just Barry and Hartley until they need some extra technical expertise, or Barry gets injured and they need Caitlin's medical expertise. And the two of them are like, yeah, we still want to help. We are still angry, but we are going to help. And that opens up the next era of the story. And I think I'll leave it there. The end.